All today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, so enjoy those. They're on us. That's freetalklive.com. Of course, the show is about your calls. You make them. We'll take them and talk to you about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. But lots to talk about tonight, of course, including a Marine who's been discharged for being a conscientious objector. Now, I didn't know that stuff like this could happen. I thought that once you were in, you were in. And if you got some objections while you were in the military, then just too bad for you.
Suddenly garnered some conscientious objections.
Right. I thought that it was just too bad, and if you had an objection, then you could go and spend the rest of your term in a military brig or something like that.
Yeah, maybe he knows somebody.
But apparently, a federal judge, according to the San Francisco Chronicle... That's
certainly not how it was on MASH with that guy that used to dress up in a dress. I remember what his name was. He had a big
Klinger.
Nose. Klinger, yeah.
Yeah. A federal judge has ordered the Marines to discharge a San Jose Lance Corporal as a conscientious objector who had an aversion to killing and participating in war. Robert Zabala, who's 23, must be released from the Marine Corps Reserves by mid-April, U.S. District Judge James Ware said in a 21-page ruling on Thursday. Now, Toby, I watched the recent episode of Free Minds TV, which our listeners can see over at freekeen.com, and you guys have touched on the war issue quite a bit on that show.
Yeah, we usually focus on a lot of local issues, but there was a war protest here in Keene and with a lot of signs and stuff, so we wanted to talk about the war. I mean, we're spending billions of dollars on this, and we're losing a lot of lives, not only lives, but fascinates me is the amount of casualties, and not only physical casualties, but also post-traumatic stress syndrome. For every person that's injured, it's estimated that another person has post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Just one? I think it'd be more than that.
Well, that's the numbers that I heard, is 25,000 injuries and 25,000 people with post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's a significant number of people. So
there's certainly a lot
When we have to pay to treat all that.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, we get a deal when they die.
We as in taxpayers.
Taxpayers,
yeah.
Correct. Not that I'm voting for any American soldiers to die, I'm just saying.
Right.
But it costs a lot more to treat somebody who's had limbs blown off or has PTSD than, putting them in a box and flying them back to
America. Well, what's interesting about this story, as you're going to see here, is this 23-year-old Marine. You know, the Marines are normally like the more gung-ho of the military. They're the guys that are really keen on everything about the military. They love the Marines, Semper Fi, and all that. Well, this guy's attitude is not typical, and it's interesting. Essentially, he's going to recount what it was like during some training sessions here that were pretty chilling events in his life. Mr. Zabala's attorney says, "We're very pleased with the ruling. I think it's a good decision. It makes it clear to the armed services that they can't deny conscientious objector discharges from the military." Zabala, who's a UC Santa Cruz student, began boot camp in June of 2003.
The banana slugs.
During a three-month period in that summer, one of Zabala's superiors repeatedly gave speeches about, quote, blowing S up or kicking some effing A, which caused him to wonder, and you can fill in the words there.
Right, I had a guess.
Caused him to wonder, quote, how could someone be so motivated to kill, unquote, he wrote in his court petition in April of 2006. In August 2003, a fellow recruit committed suicide on the shooting range, and the same superior used profanities to belittle him, Zabala wrote, saying that he was, quote, abhorred by the bloodlust that the superior seemed to possess.
They cussed me in the Marines. I can't believe it. It was terrible.
An instructor showed recruits a, quote, motivational clip showing Iraqi corpses, explosions, gunfights, and rockets set to the song Bodies by the heavy metal band Drowning Pool.
Let the bodies hit the floor.
Is he surprised by this? Because this seems to me what I expect. It's what I've seen in the documentaries on it. And I thought that this was standard and people knew this going into the Army and such.
You would think. That's sort of what I would expect. I would expect to encounter people like that. But maybe, maybe he's had this real rosy picture of the military that... it was all going to be serving his country, blah, blah, blah. The
recruiters
line.
Can paint a pretty picture for it, I guess.
And so I guess it was a little harsher.
I don't know, man. I think that that's given somebody an awful lot of the benefit of the doubt if you just didn't think that you were going to see, but perhaps, maybe, dead people and have to shoot at them and stuff.
Yeah, well, no, it's not that. It's not about that. It's about the attitudes of the people that he was with. I think that when you join the Marines, you expect that there's a chance you're going to see some combat and you're going to see and shoot at people. But I think the gung-ho attitude of, let's go kill some people, yes, killing is good, killing is fun, this sort of attitude, it's kind of a sick, twisted attitude of these Marines is what shocked him. I think that was what was shocking.
I suppose, but I mean, you know, that's really what our military's become, and that's what every military it has the chance of becoming.
This is why we don't need military.
When you give somebody a hammer, they're likely to want to bang on nails. What do you want out of that hammer? You want a hammer that's ready to bang nails. You don't want a hammer that flops all around.
In this case, it's more than that, though. While that analogy is somewhat apt, in this case, there are people who are seeking out these particular positions. It's not just giving them a hammer. It's giving people who want a hammer so they can go and wreak havoc with
it. If you pay people to kill people and blow things up, you're going to get people that are interested in killing people and blowing things up.
He said that, so he was, he apparently actually cried during that, his only time while in boot camp, while the other recruits nodded their heads in time with a beat and smiled. The sanctity of life that formed the moral center of the petitioner's life was being challenged, said Collier, he wrote in a court filing. After Zavala returned to the campus, he had a conversation with a fellow Marine in May of 2004, saying, I began to think about the thousands of people who died in the past year in the war, who didn't die due to just one soldier or suicide bomber, but largely by an organization. This organization trains to kill human life. Well, that's not a shock. I mean, that's what the Marines do. They train people to be killers. I guess he really didn't know what to expect out of this whole Marines thing. And anyway, Zavala, who followed some Buddhist-related traditions but was not a practicing Buddhist, applied in June 2004 for a discharge on the basis of conscientious objector status.
Now, I can kind of get this. I can kind of get this part. Like, you know, you come to another spot in your life and things, your attitude on things changes. I can kind of get that. And I have a question. I have questions about the whole military contract anyway. Why do they have to get you to sign up for 4 years?
It's a good point. If it's such a good thing, should people want to stay there on their own?
If it's so great and all the advertising's true, why don't people want to stay?
Sure.
How come they leave at 4 years? There's so many of them do.
That's an excellent question. 800-259-9231. If you've got a comment on the story or want to bring up whatever's on your mind, let's go to the phones and talk to Chris in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ann, Toby,
and Mark. How you guys doing tonight?
Great, Chris. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say on the specific topics you were just talking about, you know, everybody says, well, they feel sorry for a lot of the soldiers, and, you know, they were such good kids and everything. But, you know, I always say, well, yeah, they were nice kids till you put a gun in their hand and send them over to another country to kill other people.
Yeah, then they're bad kids?
Well, they're not necessarily bad kids, but, you know, they're saying that, you know, they were such good kids in high school, and, you know, they really helped out in the community and everything. And it's like, you know, well, put a gun in their hands, and, you know, you get what you get.
Right. You're talking about, like, the instances where they'll come back and you'll find out that they've murdered somebody over there, or they raped a little Iraqi girl or something like that. And then there's the inevitable comments from the family members and the neighbors who said, oh, he was so nice. He was such a sweet boy. Yeah, that
exactly,
sort of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but what I really want to bring up is, I don't know whether you guys watch HBO. They have a show on there called Real Time with Bill Maher.
I'm aware of the program.
I saw him on Politically Incorrect. Wasn't he on regular television?
Yeah, that's when I used to watch him.
Yeah, he claims to be a libertarian.
It's actually a good show. No, he's definitely a Democrat. Ron Paul was on there on Friday, and before he came on, he stated that he was a libertarian, which a lot of his views, like health care and, you know, some of the other things, are very, very democratic rather than, you know, than libertarian.
He's one of those guys that, like so many people in popular culture today, and I guess it's sort of a good thing that a lot of people want to label themselves that, but he's one of those guys that wants to separate himself from the pack by labeling himself a libertarian when
that's
in fact
right.
He's
well,
not.
Anyway, Ron Paul came on there, and the first question they asked him was about the Civil War.
I want you to tell me about it, if you don't mind hanging on, Chris. I want you to tell me about what happened. 800, hang on, 800-259-9231, because that's got to be interesting. Bill Maher comes out, starts the show claiming he's a libertarian, then brings Ron Paul out. Yeah, I think he got one up. I'm looking forward to hearing the story. 800-259-9231, you can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It's hard to beat Ron Paul on the libertarian claim. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024, and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That would be the Packet 8.net toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free, including the bulletin board system. Over 200,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting. Lots of fun, serious issues, fun stuff all being discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com, and April is Financial Literacy Month. So give the child in your life financial literacy, be they son, daughter, or sibling. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches a child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. So give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. As we return to the phone calls, let's go back to Chris in Iowa. So, Chris, you say that Ron Paul was on the Bill Maher program. It was it's an HBO show?
Yes.
Okay, so he appeared on the Bill Maher show right after Bill Maher claimed to be a libertarian, and then
exactly.
He brings Ron Paul in, and you were going to get into, I guess, what the first question was?
Well, I mean, usually the shows are fairly good, and, he usually shoots everybody pretty straight, but rather than ask Ron Paul, normal questions like he would any candidate that runs for president, the first subject he brings up is the Civil War and, how Ron Paul didn't believe that the Civil War should be fought. And he said, they kind of laughed at him about that. But
right,
I mean,
they marginalized him just as quick as they possibly could. They
exactly.
asked him, probably if he really wanted to do it, he could have gone after questions like public school after that. Although public school wouldn't marginalize him as much as disliking Lincoln.
He really knocked it out of the park. I mean, he said to him, what we should have done is rather than, fight the war, we should have, bought the slaves like the British and several other countries did, bought all the slaves from the slaveholders, and that would have taken care of the problem.
I'd have to agree.
And then the other two questions they asked him, I can't remember right offhand what they were, but, I mean, I'm telling you, he really knocked them out of the park, just his answers that he gave them.
Did he seem to throw, I didn't see the episode, did he seem to throw off Bill Maher at all with his answers?
I think they just kind of, took him as kind of like, a crazy person or something like that, mm-hmm. but, if you listen to they kind of joked about, his answer, but, I mean, he really, what he said would really hit home with a lot of people. Just
yeah, I heard the audience really went crazy on some of his answers.
Yes.
Mm, awesome.
And another thing, matter of fact, I got an email from Ron Paul that he is coming up here to Iowa on April 11th. I have never been to a political convention before, mm-hmm. but I'm really anxious to looking forward to him coming up here.
Fantastic. Well, I know Mark's been working on getting him on the show. I don't know how that's coming along. I don't know if we're going to be able to make that happen. I would presume we would be.
I would think at some point.
He would want as much attention as he could get. So we'll do our best to get him on. And, Chris, thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Someone sent me a YouTube video, which I didn't really have time to watch the whole thing, but their summary essentially was that Ron Paul was asked a question, I guess, about the border and immigration and all that, which, of course, is the issue that I would like to bring up with him, because I've gotten the impression that he's all about this border security sort of mentality. And apparently, according to this particular YouTube video, he was asked recently this question, and he sort of responded that, he is for the idea of letting people come into this country, just he wants to get rid of welfare first, I guess, like, was where he was coming from. I don't want to put words in a guy's mouth, so we'll ask him I'll ask him some very specific questions on that when and if we finally do get him on the show. So, but that's good news, though, that he's getting some exposure at this early point in the game. I don't know. I mean, Bill Maher, it's HBO, so I don't know how many people watch it, but there were probably a few hundred thousand people, don't
mm-hmm.
you think?
I would think so. I mean, that's, across America, HBO,
yeah.
pretty listened to. Bill Maher's a name.
He's also a podcast for free to everyone, so.
Wait, the show goes out, the television show goes out as a podcast?
Yep.
Is it a video version or
no,
an audio version?
It's an audio version. It goes out for free.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control. Bring up what you want. Mark to your email box and an email about rights.
Right, this is from David. I've been listening to your show for a while, and I've recently become an amplifier. I've been thinking about something that you often say to callers. If you had a right to, and I think this is sort of in general what we say, if you had a right to X, then someone has an obligation to provide you with X.
Right, so a lot of people love to make, the big government people love to make the claim that, well, children have a right to an education, or you have a right to health care, that sort of thing.
Right, and so if there is a right to health care or a right to education, somebody has the obligation, somebody is your slave, somebody's your indentured servant, has to provide that teaching.
Right, because
education doesn't come for free. It doesn't, nor does
right.
Medical attention.
If you're laying in your bed and you have a right to go out and get health care, then you're going to go to the hospital, somebody, you're going to open the door, and there are going to be people there waiting on hand and bended knee in order to give you whatever it is that you want for free. That's the, you know, the intention there behind that statement, and it's just absolutely absurd, in my opinion.
Anyway, he goes on. The more I think about this, the more I think there's no such thing as a right, which sort of put them in your camp.
I sort of agree with him. I like the concept.
Me too.
I like it. I just can't really... I can't say that there's any evidence that supports the existence of such a thing.
But wouldn't someone have to give you rights, and who can give you rights? It's an abstract...
Well, the idea is you're born with them.
Right.
I guess some people think you can be given them. I guess some people think you are given them at the instant you're born, or some cases at the instant of conception and all that. But, yeah, I mean, who gives it to you? The typical answer is God, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe in God. And even if you want to use God as the answer, there's still no actual evidence that God has given anybody a right.
Right.
Does it even mention rights in the Bible?
I don't know that it does.
I've never heard of it.
I never read the Bible with that sort of thought.
You've read
process.
It several times through.
I have, but I haven't read it with that thought
process.
There were
Ten Commandments, but there weren't the Bill of Rights in the Bible.
No, there wasn't.
You know, it's a nice idea.
I know that people believe in souls, people believe in rights. These are sort of intangible things. And the reason that I believe in the Constitution, that I always go back to it as a reference point, is because it means something to people.
Mm.
Not for any reason. I'm really with you. Essentially, you've got a bunch of guys who wrote a piece of paper and created a government.
Actually, that's what it is.
I mean, it is the foundation of our government, so therefore I think our government should run via that foundation and not just completely ignore it.
That's
that makes
the theory,
sense
at
to
least.
Me. But other than that, I don't think it really has any validity. And the same goes with rights. Why?
Right.
You know, I think that people believe in rights. They've been told there are rights, and we should work on that premise. Just educate people and define rights on a regular basis. If you have a right to X, then someone has an obligation to allow you to have that in some way. So, like, if I can, the right to speech...
Well, that's where X is a product or service.
Right. Well,
if it's a right to life,
I was reading his thing, and it doesn't exactly fit. Essentially, the real rights you have, it doesn't cost anyone anything.
Correct.
If I'm on my land, I can... say what I want. I can put up what display I want. Mm-hmm. You know, I can have what religion I want. You know, I have the right to be somewhat sacrosanct in my own on my land. That people don't have a right to come on it and go through pilfer through my stuff. So people believe in that, and for that reason, I like to reference them. That's
people
all.
Believe in rights, but mm-hmm. they don't really understand what it is that they believe in as rights. They don't understand the differential between the right to free speech and the right, so-called right to health care.
And I'll finish
that
up in a second.
And we'll get to the rest of this gentleman's email. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring us anything toll free. At 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. And that does include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photograph. In fact, we've added three brand new Shriners to the Shrine of Female Listeners within the past few days. You can take a look by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. That again is shrine.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project, as well as tour New Hampshire on special Free State Project bus tours or on your own. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. 800-259-9231. Talking about something a little bit, well, it's something a little bit non-concrete, something you can't really touch, something that is, it's a thought, it's a concept, it's rights.
Something in the abstract.
Yeah, abstract, that's a great word. So, I was searching for a great word, and you came up with it. So we got an email in from someone who is sort of like I am on this whole rights thing, is sort of iffy on the concept just in general as to, do rights exist? That's at least my question. I don't know if they do. I would like to believe that they do. I just don't have any evidence to prove that they do. I think that you sort of hit on it, Mark, in that if enough people believe in rights, well, then maybe they exist.
Right. It exists in agreement.
Right. But
people agree that it exists.
Sort of in the same way that government sort of agreed to exist.
Well, our government is supposed to be of the people, and it certainly is. And it does exist by the, granted by the people.
So government's a little bit more concrete since it's actually men with guns.
It's got buildings, too.
Right.
It could be like the value behind a greenback.
But if the people felt that their rights were being, enough people felt, people felt that there were rights, and enough of them felt that these rights were being violated, the government would disappear in a moment.
So what we need to do is help people understand what rights are, then. All right. So what was this guy's email point?
I'm not entirely sure that I'm all for the government disappearing in a moment. All I'm for is the government shrinking down.
I'm salivating at the thought.
Shrinking down to a manageable size. Okay, so going on. Sadly, even among those that care about me the most, there's no perceived obligation to help me defend any of my rights. No one in the general population feels any particular obligation to protect me from those that would violate any of my rights, even my right to life. I guess what he's saying is that if the right situation came along, you know, the cops came and got him, that those people would let him go or something like that. I don't know. I'm just trying to imagine what he said.
Well, for the most part, many people are callous towards the so-called rights of others. They're all for the rights for themselves, but it's those other people that don't deserve rights.
Well, it's the in the defending. That's where the real, you know, it's one thing for me to sit here and on the radio and talk about other people's rights. It's another one for me to go out and get in the way of the police or something violating someone's rights. That's a whole different story. Now, there are those among us with wealth, power, popularity, or prestige that hire or otherwise persuade others to help protect their rights. But in general, there's rarely any reciprocity. Those without wealth, power, popularity, or prestige are simply left with the rights they can personally defend by their own devices. What do you think?
It seems like an appropriate analysis of the situation.
The more wealth you have, the more rights you have. I would say that you have some level of all the rights that are outlined in the Constitution simply by being an American.
If we have a government, I say we have the rights, and that's if we have a government, which we do. The government should be there to create and protect these rights.
Right. It doesn't create the rights. It simply acknowledges that at least the theory behind this government and the Bill of Rights and all that is that they're essentially saying that, oh, you already have these rights, but this government will respect these rights, unlike other governments around the world that just don't care about your rights. That was what the idea was. So they didn't create the rights. They just wrote them down on a piece of paper. That was the idea.
Okay. There you go.
But it's still such a tricky issue because people, if they have these rights, then by the definition of what a right is supposed to be, it's supposed to be inviolable. It's supposed to be something that, you know, can't be touched, can't be violated. And they are, all the time. Whether it's, we've gone down the laundry list of the first 10 amendments and have essentially pointed out how virtually every single one of them has been set on fire, has been essentially subverted. And so you don't have those rights. I mean, it's clear, based on the behavior of the men with guns right now, the government, doesn't think you have those rights. Yeah, sure, their politicians will get up on a podium and they'll talk about how, oh yeah, you've got the right to freedom of speech, and they'll pander to those rights. But when it comes down to actually freedom versus not having freedom, you don't have the these rights.
Well, I think that they think that they can dictate those rights and how they exist. Like, for instance, you should have the right to freedom of speech as long as you're in a big cage somewhere well away
free
from some politician that, represents things that you're against.
Yeah.
You should have the right to have a firearm as long as it's, you know, duly registered with the local authorities and you pay the money to register it. Those
Unless,
kind of things.
Of course, you're Probably in... New York City.
Yeah, well, or, you know, in that case, the local authorities don't think you should have guns.
Right.
They think only the criminals should have them, apparently.
Right, which
criminals
means,
and cops.
Right, which essentially, I think that you guys do a segment on your show, and I think it's worth referencing. You call it the Bill of Rights, void where prohibited by law, on Free Minds TV, right?
And it's not we don't do it every week. We do it from time to time, and it's not a very hard segment to come up with topics for.
Sure.
Just open the newspaper, and usually the first couple things in there are examples of people's so-called rights being violated.
I think it's a creative title for a segment because that's just exactly what's happening here. The guys who formed the government way back when set out these rights in the Bill of Rights, and they said, okay, well, if this government is operating by the rules that we say it's supposed to respect these, you know, these rights at all times in every single thing it does. Every law must be checked against these rights. Every law must be constitutional and that whole deal. Well, we know that that doesn't happen anymore. So all they do to abolish a right is simply pass a law that counteracts it. And then all the bureaucrats, without even thinking, many of them who've never read the Constitution, I would say 99% of bureaucrats have probably never read both the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. These bureaucrats go and they mindlessly like automatons go and enforce these laws, regardless of how many rights it violates, and very few of them ever have any sort of moral compunction, have some sort of issue with the fact that they're violating people's rights. It doesn't even bug them for even a moment.
Well,
they're just doing their job.
They're not even thinking about it. They're thinking that their job is to control people in this particular aspect, and that's what they need to do.
They also muddle what rights would be by throwing it out there. They always want to get elected and get up on their podiums and tell people what they want to hear. So they say right to health care, right to water, right to all these things that...
Well, that's what it's changed into.
Yeah, so it makes people confused. The people are already confused. They already don't know what's going on. They don't know what the Bill of Rights is as is.
The people... Right. I like how you point that out, you know, because the people are very confused. They know they have rights, they've heard of the idea, and they like the idea. It's just that they keep being told by politicians that, oh yeah, you got a right to health care, you got a right to this, you got a right to that. So, like, their rights pie keeps expanding, and they're getting more and more confused the whole time. Well, I thought I had a right to health care. Oh, no, sorry, you don't have a right to health care. Well, then what rights do I have? Well, you know what, according to the law, you don't really have any rights. Yeah, there's that old Bill of Rights and everything like that, but no one cares about that.
Try to exercise them.
Right.
You know... Act like your right to bear arms is in some way unabridged.
Yeah, try acting like that in an airport, for example.
Yeah, well, try acting like that walking down the street in most places.
In most places?
Yeah, just try bringing the Bill of Rights into a courtroom. Half the time they won't even hear it.
Yeah, like, they don't want to hear about that Bill of Rights crap. Look, the Supreme Court's ruled on this, and it's very clear what
sure.
they meant by
Nine
right
people.
To bear arms.
9 people in black robes have made a decision on your rights. Apparently 9 people can just completely destroy a right.
Yeah, well, that's they have validity in that, you know, we have agreement on this piece of paper called the Constitution,
Well, they don't have validity. I mean, theoretically, according to the system, they do, but the system is fraud. I mean, the system is a scam. The whole thing. 800-259-9231. And because we could, all three of us and Julia, we could bring her in here and we could write up our own constitution and then claim that everyone must follow this new constitution. And we wouldn't have any claim over anyone else. It's crap. More on the way. You can take control. I hate to say that as somebody who used to be a constitutional guy. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you like to build things? Have you ever cut wood with a tool? Are you tired of poor quality goods found in the Megalomart? If you answered yes to any of these questions, WoodCraftPlans.com has a fun project for you to make. We have hundreds of blueprints and patterns which can help all skill levels of craftspeople make wooden lawn furniture, bedroom furniture, yard decor like wishing wells and shadow figures, rocking horses, and a lot more. Visit WoodCraftPlans.com today. Get a plan and start building. That's WoodCraftPlans.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called NoBio. NoBio eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in NoBio. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. NoBio's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use NoBio under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. NoBio is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bio.com to order. That's no-bio.com. Or call 850-723-8599.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-955-1377. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-955-1377. That's 1-800-955-1377.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called SlenderFX. SlenderFX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of SlenderFX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of SlenderFX by going to NoFatNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231, whether it's something existential or something concrete and real. Whatever you want to talk about goes. At 800-259-9231, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. And that does include a variety of different things, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join the over 360 current Free Talk Live amplifiers. There's some reasons why you might want to do it, but the primary one is to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country and thereby spread the message of freedom and liberty. And there's some perks as well, like you get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines, the amplifier-only forum. Also, amplifiers are the only ones who get access to the Studio Cam chat room. It's all there for you. Get the details. Find out how we're spending the money at amp.freetalklive.com. I think you'll be pleased. That's amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, and it's Kenneth on the amplifier line in Colorado. Kenneth, you're on the air.
Hey, I'm kind of PO'd about this business about the roads being the third rail of the Libertarian Party platform.
Well, PO'd, Kenneth.
Well, the reason I'm PO'd about it is because I really think roads are one of the things that the market could do wildly better than the government does it.
Can you give me some examples as to how you think that might happen?
Right. Do you remember how the telephone market was before deregulation?
Well, I wasn't alive. I don't think I was alive at that point, but you're talking about like AT&T when they had essentially a virtual monopoly over phone lines?
Yes. There was the phone company, and there was the phone, and the phone was this thing that they all looked the same, and they all had a little dial on them,
mm-hmm.
and there were no features, and there were no services.
Weren't they like 3 cents a minute?
Somebody. Pardon me?
Weren't they like 3 cents a minute, and this was back in the early portion of the 20th century?
I don't remember what it was. I remember that the prices went down and the services went way up.
That was after deregulation.
The prices went down.
Right.
The prices went down and the services went way up after deregulation. And if you think about it, the phones are a lot like the roads. There's this assertion the socialists have that, well, there's only one way to do it. There's, you know, we got to share it all or else it's going to cost way too much money. And it's not going to be right or anything. There'll be too much confusion in the marketplace.
Mm. We don't want confusion, do we?
What's that?
We don't want confusion, do we?
No, but my point is, it's the same way with roads. You don't have to drive on only one set of roads. There could be an infinite number of ways to get from one place to another, just like on wires. And furthermore, but let me tell you something else about roads. Roads, what's really bad about roads today is that the government is running them.
That's
what
true.
What other service do you spend an hour or two a day, or maybe more, depending on what area of the country you live in and where your job is, using a service that you don't really want to use other than the fact that you have to?
Yeah, pretty much you have to.
That's a great question.
Right. And I'm sure that if the roads were run by the market, there would be alternative solutions to sitting waiting in traffic. First of all, I think if the market could run the roads, the first thing they'd work on is making the roads and the cars compatible with each other on a communication basis so that your car knows when it's going to hit something. It knows when it's going off the road. It knows when you're driving too fast for the conditions or too slow, and it's going to adjust accordingly, meaning you might be able to drive 120 miles an hour sometimes.
Very possible. Or you might only be able to drive 20. Depends.
Right.
It's likely. I don't disagree with that. It is me who makes the assertion that roads are
right.
The third way, rail of libertarian politics. It's that you have to be able to paint the picture for some for people, everybody. You have to be able to do it in a very short period of time, in an elevator
right.
speech. You have to be able to do it in 30 seconds. You have to be able to paint a picture for people on how roads would be better in a free market. And I'll tell you.
But you see how I got the attention with that? The way I got the attention was by not assuming that the roads could be done just as well by the market, by showing that the government screwed up the roads, by showing that there's an analog situation that was improved by giving it to the market, and why wouldn't the market do just as well with roads?
I would concur with you. I think you did a great job. Do you think that most libertarians can do that good of a job?
I think they need to learn.
I would agree, but what we have in libertarian politics today is the result of 35 years of cultivation. I, for one, do not want to wait another 35 years to see libertarian policies implemented simply based on waiting 35 years to get the roads issue educated throughout the libertarians so that we can then disperse this information. I say avoid the rail.
I think they've been avoiding the roads issue instead of confronting the roads issue, and that's part of the problem. Instead of running away from the issues that might be uncomfortable, you got to say, no, wait a minute. We could do a better job, and here's how.
You know, unfortunately, there's been some trouble with examples of it. I know that there's some roads that have been partially privatized. They've been leased to companies
yeah.
for 99 years or something. And so when the people go, the government's doing a bad job at roads, they go, oh, look it, we tried privatization, it just simply
and
doesn't
work.
That's because
right.
they're not market roads.
Exactly,
right. but
the public is confused.
Yeah, it's confusing the people and giving privatization sort of that bad flavor. And that,
right.
I think that's what sort of the intention is. Now, you know what, to look at this as a third rail issue, I think ignores another possible third rail issue, something that a lot of other libertarians, who aren't you, Mark, a lot of the more sort of conservative libertarians,
mm-hmm.
they would tell you that the war on drugs, third rail issue. They would tell you that we should, the Libertarian Party, and this is an argument that has been going on for years, and none of us, I don't think any of us are members of the Libertarian Party as far as, like, we're just mentioning that they're a visible movement.
When they had that free membership, I signed up to be able to get emails and stuff.
And I did sign up to be a life member, but I've essentially, like, rescinded it. But anyway. I'm just pointing them out because they are a organization of libertarians that debates what are the appropriate issues to talk about. And there's a huge segment of them that say, oh, this is bad. We shouldn't talk about legalizing drugs. When, in fact, if you're a libertarian, you believe in getting the government out of the drug market, getting having freedom when it comes to buying and selling narcotics. And, you know, we address that head on this show, Mark, with no fear on Free Talk Live. And
right on.
The roads should be the same way. In fact, the roads are a much more innocuous issue than the war on drugs. Not as emotional.
I would disagree entirely that roads are more innocuous.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
The first thing, like you say, the first thing that people want to talk to you about when you talk about the whole idea of downsizing government, in your case, getting rid of government, is roads. My God, what are we going to do? Because although the war on drugs, it might be somewhat tragic that somebody dies in the streets due to a heroin overdose.
Everyone drives
a car, and their whole day consists around getting from one place to another by applying rubber to concrete.
And for the most part, I don't think a lot of people are bothered by the roads. I know for me, well, I would like to see the privatization.
Are you kidding?
I mean, it's not my biggest issue. I mean, I think there's a lot bigger fights to fight.
It may not be your biggest issue, but that's because you're a pretty principled libertarian who's found other issues that are more important to you. Listen to the radio around here. We're doing the show from Keene, New Hampshire. It's a smallish, very small city in the southwestern corner of New Hampshire, sort of like an oasis in an area of nothingness. And if you listen to the morning talk show, all they talk about is the roads. I know, now and then they've got the cook that comes on and gives you cooking tips, and then they have a psychic on just so they can generate phone calls. But if they're not talking about any other issue, somebody's calling. If he opens the phones and just takes any random call, somebody calls in about some traffic congestion, and it's the worst when the mayor's on the air. When they bring the mayor on the air, all they get are people complaining about the roads. There's a problem at this intersection. There's a problem with this road. There's a problem here. These people that are out there on the road a lot, they hate the roads, and they know that they're bad. They know that government is terrible at taking care of roads, but yet they haven't really been presented with even the solution of taking it out of government's hands. And that's what is the scary part, the idea that, well, let's present that solution to these people. Is that going to make them run away from these ideas, or will it make them a little bit more curious and want to know more about how that might possibly work? Either way, we're going to come across it.
I just know the conversations I've had with people and their problems with government, the road isn't the primary focus of what they think should be changed about government.
Sure, if you ask people the question, what's the thing you want to change the most, roads are not going to be the answer. I agree with that. But that doesn't mean that they aren't irritated by them.
I'm irritated by them.
Right. Everybody knows that government sucks at taking care of roads. All we have to do is get them to understand that, how could it be worse?
Well,
how could it be worse if you turned it to the market?
The concept of libertarianism sort of centers in some ways around making things more efficient. My suggestion, at the very least, would make the distribution of money towards the roads more efficient. And therefore, it appeals to libertarians. And I'm not going to change it based on, what some people think. I mean, you're gonna have to go a lot better for me, because every time I talk to somebody about these issues, the first thing I get is roads.
800-259-9231. I'm not done with roads for tonight. We hit it for like an hour straight last night, so we're moving on. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Mr. Universe attacked by the police? Why? This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now, you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...